Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzachim Bavli Daf Yud Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amud Aleph on line 16 with the words Ma Biyadcha. Ma Biyadcha, what was your source for saying that Rabbi Meir holds that one burns even rabbinic tliya? Tani Mador Akum Toilen. Rabbi Yosi Rab Yudah Oimer Solvin. It's a vicer, one's toilet items that entered the home of a Gentile. Rabbi Yosi Rab Yudah says that one burns them. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Meir Seref Tliya b'shayim Moisa Shana. Rabbi Chuna, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that Rabbi Meir holds that one burns Tliya the entire year, not just on Erev Pesach. The Hatani Kein Tumah Tliya Tmeya Sofin Oisa Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha de Rabbi Meir v'Chacham Oimrim b'Zmana. The Gemara asks from Rabbi Zeira that Rabbi Meir says that Tumah Tliya and Tmeya are burned on Friday afternoon, close to nightfall. The Chacham says destroyed at its correct time. And the Gemara asks, well, if you are correct that Rabbi Meir holds that one burns Tliya the entire year, why should you not burn it in the morning? Why wait until close to nightfall to burn it? The first answer is that the case is when he was lazy and he didn't burn it earlier. And the Gemara brings the proof, the Baisa there is also discussing Truma Tmeya, which certainly could be burned earlier, and it still says that they are burned on Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. This proves that the cases must be when the person was lazy. And Abba Mari rejects that and says one cannot prove anything from here, since it became Safik Tomei close to nightfall and was not yet Tomei in the morning. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua have the same opinion. Amar Bilah, Rabbi Shimon de Bechayrois, Rabbi Yeshua de Trumois, Lo Dei Moed El Adain, Lo Dei Moed El Adain. Rabbi Ilah rejects it and says no. Rabbi Yochanan is referring to Rabbi Shimon in Bechayrois, a Bechor, which is a firstborn that was taken by blood congestion. Rabbi Shimon permits letting its blood, since it will anyway not survive without it. The owner may perform this procedure, even though it will certainly cause a blemish, which is usually prohibited to make. And Rabbi Yeshua in Trumois that we had earlier allows exposing the Truma, since it will anyway is going to go to waste. However, they don't agree with each other, because Rabbi Yeshua only permitted indirectly causing it to become Tomei, and Rabbi Shimon permits actively letting its blood. Rabbi Shimon permits letting the blood since it will certainly die, but he would not permit allowing the Truma to become Tomei, as perhaps Eliyahu Hanavi will come and pronounce it to be pure. And Rabbi Zeira Mistaba, Rabbi Shimon Yodi Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Zeira objected and said, no, it's logical that Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Yeshua. If Rabbi Shimon permits actively making a blemish in the Bechor, he would certainly allow passively causing the Truma Tluya to become Tomei. Amr Rabbi Bun Barchia Rabbi Zeira Adatech Detema Rabbi Shimon Yoide Rabbi Shua Bahataninan Avavahech Nisaf Tluya Im Hatmea Moide Rabbi Leza Rabbi Shua Shesofin Zulatma Vazulatma Vyisrei Shneim Kachas. Rabbi Bun Barchia asked Rabbi Zeira, according to you that Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Shua and vice versa, why does the Baisa, which was authored by Rabbi Shimon, say that, but how could Tluya be burned with Tmeya? Rabbi Lezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua that they're burned separately. Surely they can be burned together if Rabbi Shimon permits blemishing the Bechor. Tahirahi Dvar Torah Hu At Hu Shenigzalta Aleha Sefer. And the answer is that on a Torah level it's Tahira, since at the sixth hour the Torah still permits eating it. It's just a rabbinic decree that it must be destroyed as if it's Tomei, therefore it's not comparable to the case of Bechor. Tuma mikol makom lo nifsala behesach hadas, lo kein am Rabbi Yochanan hesia dvar Torah. And the Gemara asks, nevertheless, the Tuma at the sixth hour should be Tomei, since he removed his attention from guarding it, as Rabbi Yochanan said that removing one's attention from guarding Tuma causes it to have a Torah psal. Achuzas dam kubi shimon Torah. Chavis hashniya kubmeya Torah. And the Gemara concludes the question, just as in the case of the Bechor taken with blood congestion, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Torah permits blemishing it since it will anyway go to waste, and similarly, in the case of the second barrel, according to Rabbi Meir, the Torah permits actively being tamming it since it will anyway be going to waste. So two Truma in the sixth hour should be permitted to burn since the Torah has made it pasul when he removed his attention from it. Ein ken ela, mashamahu shalai tigra matare fachiris. And the answer is it did not become pasul, since the attention remained with it in order that it doesn't touch and be matame other taurus. Heisei Rabbi Yitzchak Barei Dabchia Kusura Hege Atzmacha Shehaisei Nesuna Agavei Gecholim. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabchia Kusura, asked, it's resting on the coals and does not need to be guarded, so why is it prohibited to increase its tumma and burn them together? Amaleke Keshayitnena. The answer is, when it will be put there, it will be permitted, but before that, it's prohibited. Amrib Mana Lebebi Simi. Also, an Amrib Lebishim and Yoide Lebi Yoshua. Afil Rabbi Shua Leithu Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Simi, you say that Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Shua and vice versa. Even Rabbi Yoshua does not agree with himself. Meaning, in the first case of the barrel, Rabbi Shua said that one may not burn Tuluya in order not to waste it. But here, which is referring to Tuluya throughout the year, Rabbi Yeshua said that they are both burned together. Amale Tanyan Inun Taman Rabbi Meir B'Shem Yeshua Vam Hacha Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. And recently answered, there's a dispute as to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The case here that said that both are burned together is Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, and the case in Trumois is Rabbi Meir's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, that since in the first case of the barrel it would not be going to waste, one may not burn it.